We are live now. I'm not sure who we have on the line at this point, but I just wanted to let anyone who's calling in know that we can hear you.
Yeah, Sarah, this is Dennis Drazen. I'm one of the calls on the line.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi, everyone. It's Arlene Quinones for us.
Hello, Commissioner.
Hi, everyone. It's Lynn Matthews.
I'm sorry?
Lynn Matthews.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Thank you. Sorry, we're going to call the order now? Okay. Do we leave the door open for this? Or?
I'll close it when I go out.
Okay.
Just until we go.
Reading one order.
Sure, okay. Commissioner Tomorrow, were you able to join us? Are you on the line? I know he was planning to come, so should we give him a minute? We're late, aren't we? Okay. All right, well, I think with the three we have the quorum, right? Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead, and if he joins us later, then that's fine. Okay, so I will call the meeting to order. Welcome to the October meeting. The first item on our agenda today is a motion to move into executive session. I need to read the following resolution. This meeting today conforms with the Open Public Meetings Act, and as per the requirements of the statute, notification of this meeting has been filed with the Secretary of State and with the following newspapers: Daily Racing Form, Bergen Record, Asbury Park Press, Courier Post, and the Star Ledger. Whereas in order to protect the personal privacy and to avoid situations wherein the public interest might be disturbed, the Open Public Meetings Act permits bodies to exclude the public from that portion of a meeting at which certain matters are discussed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that consistent with NJSA 10:4-12B, the Commission will now adjourn to executive session to obtain legal advice protected from disclosure by the attorney-client privilege on the following matters. 1. Legal advice concerning Monmouth Park's request for a waiver of the Commission's two riding crop rules for the Far Hills Special Steeplechase Meet. 2. Legal advice concerning the initial decision in Lori Jane Molnar versus New Jersey Racing Commission. 3. Legal advice concerning the allocation of purse subsidies to the thoroughbred and standardbred racing industries for fiscal year 2025. 4. Other legal advice. Discussion of the above matters falls within exceptions under the law, specifically matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the Commission's attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, and/or matters involving pending or anticipated litigation. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
And Commissioner Tomorrow, did you join us? Okay. The public session will resume at 1 o'clock p.m. Do you want to? All right. Since it's now 1 o'clock, I know people are still kind of filing in, but.
Just Wednesday's up. Yeah.
Very interesting. We're missing one commissioner?
Is there the entertainment today?
Is there a motion to move back into public session?
Dr. Gardner.
I'll move that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yeah.
On the motion to move back into public session?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. We are now in the public portion of the meeting again. I have
executive director.
Yes.
Is there any way that you can have people that are
on the call mute their phone unless they're speaking. We're getting a lot of feedback.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, we're not getting it on our end, but that is sage advice. For folks on the line, if you wouldn't mind muting, of course, with the exception of the commissioners, you know, at the time that they need to vote or if they'd like to speak. Thank you. I do have one correction to offer before we move through our agenda here. Before going into the executive session, I neglected to include among our items for legal advice the approval of an order regarding the cessation of operations at Freehold Raceway and off-track wagering facilities in Toms River and Gloucester Township. So I know it is listed in the written resolution, but I neglected to say that earlier. So if everyone will permit me one error at my first public meeting, I'd appreciate it. All right. Well, welcome to the public portion of our meeting. Thank you for joining us here today. Before we dive into the agenda, can I ask if we have Jennifer Beck on the line?
We do. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. I wanted to acknowledge your presence on the line. Ms. Beck was nominated by the governor's office to serve as a member of the Racing Commission, and she was confirmed by the Senate this past Monday, September 30th. Although not joining us as a commissioner at this time, I wanted to acknowledge that she is attending by phone today. Ms. Beck, we look forward to working with you at the commission pending the taking of your oath and any related paperwork.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's much appreciated. I look forward to working with all of you and have long felt very strongly about the horse racing industry and its important role in New Jersey. So this is a great honor. Thank you so much.
We welcome that commitment. It's one that we all share. So to start, I want to acknowledge the announcement that was made 2 weeks ago by Freehold Raceway that it plans to cease operations at its racetrack at the conclusion of its fall meet on or about December 28, 2024, and that it plans to cease operations at its off-track wagering facilities on or about the same date. Understanding the closure of one of New Jersey's three racetracks is a big change, I'd like to invite any members of the public to offer their comments at this time. An additional opportunity for public comment will be provided at the conclusion of the meeting per past practice. Would anyone like to offer comments at this time? Mr. DiLoreto.
Yes, where would you like me to?
As you wish.
If I may, just right over here would be okay.
Certainly.
Thank you. Thank you, Acting Executive Director. Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Michael DiLoreto. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Gibbons PC. We represent the Standardbred Breeders and Owners Association of New Jersey. Appreciate the opportunity to address the commission. I know it is outside the normal course to do this, but due to the uniqueness of the situation and the unprecedented nature of it, I appreciate the fact that we're able to do so. In particular, there's two agenda items that are on the docket for today that we have particular interest and concern with. The first is item 8A, and the second is item A, 12. 8A8 is the item that addresses the purse subsidy distribution. And as the commission is well aware, there was a law enacted by the governor about a week before Freehold announced that it would be closing, which provided a purse subsidy throughout the horse racing industry. And Freehold Raceway was to receive $1.6 million in fiscal year 2025 and in each fiscal year through until 2029. Our concern is that if the commission were to act today on this and distribute the full amount of the fiscal year 2025 funds in one lump sum at this point in time, it would be inappropriate for it to do so, considering that Freehold Raceway is planning on closing December 28th, 2024. That is, while at the end of the calendar year, square in the middle of the state fiscal year. Standardbred breeders and the horsemen are looking for alternative dates and areas where to race. If there is no purse subsidy available because FR Park Racing decides to increase the subsidies over that three-month period, then the harness racers that operate at Freehold would be, for lack of a better term, out of luck. They would not have any subsidies which would be able to be provided, and therefore it would be a complete detriment to not only their operation but also the horse racing industry in New Jersey. There is no reason why the commission needs to act today in order to distribute those funds to Freehold. If the commission wanted to enact an order that distributed the funds to the other racetracks, that's wholly within its prerogative to do so. But to take that action and to distribute the funds to FR Park Racing when they've announced a closure in the middle of the fiscal year would be wholly inappropriate. The second item, which is A12, deals with the actual cessation of operations at the racetrack. The concern that we have there is we want to make sure that FR Park Racing maintains the track throughout the remainder of its operations. This is the nation's oldest harness racing track. It has admittedly fallen into a state of disrepair, and litigation has been instituted by my firm on behalf of my client in order to address some of those issues. But in the short term, in the next 3 months, it cannot be that the operator gets to simply neglect the track because they've decided to close. We would ask that any order that the commission were to enter would include a provision that requires the maintenance for the health, safety, and welfare, not only of the racers, but also of the patrons and workers at the facility throughout the remainder of the operation. Standardbred Breeders and Owners Association in New Jersey stands ready to work with anyone in order to move the racing dates to another location. We want to continue to race. We want to continue to make sure that those that have called Freehold home have the opportunity to do so at another track. We hope that we're able to work with the commission. I will send you a detailed letter after this meeting outlining our concerns for the record so that this way it's fully documented, and appreciate your time here this afternoon. I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any. Otherwise, again, thank you for your courtesy.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to be heard? John?
This is Jason Settlemore. Withstanding not being able to hear very much due to the fact that somebody still doesn't have their phone on mute, Executive Director Ben David, Commissioners, I know that on the agenda you guys are looking to do the distribution of the subsidy money. As Mr. Garau and I would like to indicate that if the $1.6 million that is earmarked for Freehold were to come to the Meadowlands racetrack, we would be able to pick up some of the Freehold dates and races. So we did want to put that out there to let you know that with this devastating impact of horse racing news in New Jersey with the announcement of the closure at Freehold, the Meadowlands racetrack would like to go on record as stating that if the purse subsidy money that is earmarked for Freehold were to be sent to the Meadowlands, we would pick up some of those Freehold dates to alleviate some of the pressure on the horse racing industry here in the Garden City.
Thank you, Mr. Settlemore. I think Mr. Himes was looking to be heard on this as well.
Yes, thank you. Only under the item.
We can't hear anything, at least I can.
Do you want to either move or speak up? Okay.
Yeah, I agree. It's very difficult here.
Sorry. As to item 8 that was referenced earlier, as to the thoroughbred purse subsidy monies, I don't think there's anything here that would or should hold up the monies that are allocated statutorily to the thoroughbred industry. If that's the case for Freehold and item 8 is in some way held up, we would ask that the monies that were allocated to the thoroughbreds be distributed in accordance with item 8 that's on the agenda today. Thank you.
Ms. Gerbelia.
Yes.
I got it.
Nancy Gerbelia, chairwoman of the New Jersey Sire Stakes Board of Trustees, also a horsewoman. And I race at a variety of different places. I'm going to say I'm speaking on behalf of the Freehold Horsemen, and I did have an opportunity to speak to the horsemen when they were notified that the Freehold racetrack would be closing. I had raced at some particular point at Freehold Raceway, and it is certainly in disarray and disrepair and has been neglected over the last few years. I will say that the horsemen at Freehold are of a different class, and I think it is a wonderful opportunity if they do continue to race in New Jersey, and if they have an opportunity for that $1.6 million to be moved to the Meadowlands, for them to continue to race, because those people are small owners and trainers who basically train and own their own horses and have worked at the Freehold racetrack. They are found in the communities in Monmouth County, Ocean County, Burlington County, Mercer County, and they are going to be impacting those communities negatively if they have to sell their horses and sell their farms and all of the local businesses that are there. I served on a township committee in Millstone for 18 years, was involved in the open space program and farmland preservation, so I know the economic impact that the closing of Freehold Racetrack will have. Hopefully, at some particular point, we will be able to continue to have racing, live racing, at Freehold Raceway. And if at any particular point, live racing can continue there at some point with some changes, with a different owner who is interested in maintaining the facility and doing different things to make it a profitable venture, that would be the best thing. Those horsemen deserve it. They deserve the respect of the industry, and they have been committed, dedicated horsemen that deserve an opportunity. And I really would like to thank Jason Settlemore and the Meadowlands for reaching out at this time of need for the horsemen at this point. So thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to be heard? I'll start in person. And anyone on the phone? Okay.
I'd just like to just say one thing.
Certainly.
It's encouraging to hear, you know, Jason's comments. But I think, you know, the willingness of the many stakeholders that make the whole industry, that wheel turn, if there ever is a time for them to come together and help get through this, which actually, you know, it was a dark day for harness racing with the, you know, the closure of the track. Now would be the time, but I think if, you know, if the state of New Jersey is serious, I think if some legislative action may need to be taken, and even it goes as far as some, you know, the governor's office executive order action, if we're really serious about providing a good product of harness racing in New Jersey, we all need to work together towards that goal, because, you know, Jason and Mr. Growl and their team, they do a phenomenal job up there putting on a venue that attracts people to come to that place for more than just racing. And that's really what, that's what the industry needs. The industry needs, we have to retool our the product that we're showcasing. So I myself, eager as a commissioner, to do what I could do to help in that goal, because you know, to get that announcement, I will just say, to get that announcement on that day, and I have to say it, the day of Jug Day, that the track was closing, and the same week that the governor signed that appropriations bill, was not a good thing. And it sent, what kind of message does that send to the legislature when that dark day comes? It's just something I wanted to air and get off my chest, but I'm eager to help in any way that I can in my capacity as a commissioner.
Okay. I'm hearing from Commissioner Perez that there is something wrong with the connection on the phone, that it keeps cutting in and out. Not sure if anything can be done about that. Commissioner Perez, are you still having that issue?
Yeah, I'm going to assume we all are, but it's cutting in and out. And when it's out, it's just static that we're hearing. It might be every, like, 5 or 6 seconds that it's happening and going back and forth.
Yeah, I would still believe that somebody doesn't have their phone on mute. And it does sound like, to me, from days of the past, that it may not be a cellular phone, but maybe a wireless phone, house phone, that somebody is using.
Okay, well, I can offer a second reminder to folks on the phone. I don't know what members of the public we may have. Please mute your phones. It's apparently impacting people's ability to hear. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and move on with our agenda items today since we have quite a few. Agenda item 2 on the agenda is the approval of the executive and public session minutes of the July 24th, 2024 commission meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion, Arlene.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Item 3 on the agenda is the ratification of the cancellation of thoroughbred racing at Monmouth Park Racetrack on August 2nd, 2024. On August 2nd, the forecasted heat index was approaching dangerous conditions. The heat index at Monmouth Park was 103 degrees Fahrenheit at 11 a.m., which was 3 hours before post time for the first scheduled race. John Himes, as in-house counsel for Monmouth Park, requested approval to cancel the day's racing card due to the extreme heat. Then Executive Director Judy Nason having retired and a successor not having been appointed at that time, Assistant Director Tom Salerno approved the cancellation of racing subject to ratification by the commission at today's public meeting. Is there a motion to ratify the cancellation of racing on August 2nd?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 4 on the agenda is the approval of the Far Hills Special Steeplechase Meets officials, pools, post times, and prices. The commission is being asked to approve the racing and wagering format for the Far Hills Special Steeplechase Meet on October 19th at Moreland Farm. This is an excellent day of steeplechase racing for a very good cause. Over the years, the Far Hills race meeting has resulted in the donation of more than $20 million to support local healthcare organizations. The wagering format for the one-day meet will include win, place, show, exacta, trifecta, and superfecta. Daily double, pick 3, pick 4, pick 5, and pick 6 will be available on certain races. A list of the officials and wagering minimums is included in the commissioner's meeting packet. The races will be simulcast as an official race day utilizing Monmouth Park's contracts. All on-site parimutuel wagering will again be conducted through the 4NJ Bets account wagering system. There will not be any parimutuel wagering machines on site. Patrons will be encouraged to open an account with the 4NJ Bets website and wager using their cell phones. Is there a motion to approve the racing and wagering format for the Far Hills Special Steeplechase Meet?
I'll move that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Item 5 on the agenda is a request by Monmouth Park for a waiver of NJAC 13:70-11.12 and NJAC 13:70-11.12A. On September 12, 2024, John Himes, as in-house counsel for Monmouth Park, filed a request asking the commission to waive these two riding crop rules for the Far Hills Special Steeplechase Meet on October 19th. Monmouth Park states that if the commission waives the riding crop rules, the racetrack will institute house rules that are identical to the riding crop rules adopted by HISA. The commission's riding crop rules prohibit use of the riding crop except when necessary for the safety of the horse or rider. Heise's riding crop rules allow the jockey 6 overhand strikes and unlimited underhand strikes on the shoulder. The Far Hills Steeplechase Meet will offer steeplechase races and 1 flat race. Heise's riding crop rules apply to the flat race. However, Heise's rules do not apply to the steeplechase races. To promote uniformity, Monmouth Park is asking the commission to waive its riding crop rules for the steeplechase races in favor of Monmouth Park instituting house riding crop rules that are identical to Heise's riding crop rules. If the waiver is granted, the effect will be that uniform riding crop rules apply to all of the races that day. A substantially similar request was submitted and granted last year. To enforce the riding crop rules, Monmouth Park indicates in its request that it would implement the same enforcement measures and procedures as last year. Monmouth Park will once again establish a committee composed of racing officials who will review each race. Monmouth Park will impose the following mandatory penalties, all of which also include forfeiture of the jockey's percentage of the purse. A first offense will result in a $500 fine and 3-day suspension from riding. A second offense will result in a $2,500 fine and a 7-day suspension. And a third offense will result in a $5,000 fine and dismissal from the grounds for the remainder of the race meeting. The suspensions will be imposed during Monmouth Park's 2025 race meet and will include the 2025 Far Hills Steeplechase Meet. The commission may waive NJAC 13:70-11.12 and 11.12A if the commissioners believe that the waiver will benefit the horse racing industry in this state. The result of a waiver would be that the jockeys would be able to follow uniform riding crop rules for all races that day. Is there a motion to waive the commission's riding crop rules at the Far Hills Steeplechase Meet?
I'll move that motion as consistent to what was done in the past.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 6 is the distribution of the casino simulcasting special fund monies. The commission has received written requests from each of the racetracks and the horsemen's organization regarding the casino simulcasting special fund monies accumulated in 2023. The monies from 2023 total $281,941.19. However, the distribution of these monies is not at issue today. The question today is whether the commission is ready to close the record and refer this matter to the committee. In past years, with 6 commissioners, the commission has appointed 3 commissioners to the CSSF committee. The committee considers the requests and reports back with recommendations to the commission at the next public meeting. If that procedure is followed, the distribution of the monies would then be considered at the November meeting. Prior to the meeting, the racetracks and horsemen's organizations were asked whether they would like to make verbal comments at today's meeting to supplement their written requests. Howard Bruno, on behalf of Freehold Raceway, had indicated in his submission that he may request the opportunity to comment verbally at the public meeting today. Mr. Bruno, do you wish to make any verbal comments?
I have nothing to add from our written submission.
Okay. I think you were the only one to ask, so just wanted to check. At this time, the first question is, does the commission want to close the record? Is there a motion to close the record?
I'll make that motion to close the record.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Okay, well, so then the second question is, who should serve on the CSSF committee to review the submissions and report back to the full commission with recommendations? Last year, Commissioner Keegan, Commissioner Tomorrow, and Commissioner Vetrano served on the committee. We are looking for two commissioners to serve on the committee this year. Is there a commissioner who is willing to serve on this year's committee? Last year we had Keegan, Tomorrow, and Vetrano. We're looking for two.
I'd be willing to serve on the committee again.
Okay. Commissioner Vetrano, is there a second commissioner willing to serve?
I will.
Commissioner DiMarzo. Do I have a motion to appoint Commissioner Vetrano and Commissioner DiMarzo to the CSSF committee?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 7 is the adoption of amendments to the Commission's regulations pertaining to the expiration of mutual tickets. In Public Law 2021, Chapter 89, the legislature amended certain statutes to extend the expiration date of paramutual tickets from 6 months to 12 months from the date of sale. When the legislature amended the statutes to extend the expiration of paramutual tickets, those changes were implemented on the statute's effective date. The Commission needs to amend its rules to conform them to the statutory requirements. The Commission approved 4 notices of proposal at its January 24, 2024 public meeting, and those notices were published for public comment on April 15, 2024. The Commission received the same comment from a member of the public in response to all 4 proposals, which was outside the scope of this rulemaking. Before the Commission are 4 separate draft notices of adoption, which would adopt the proposed amendments. The 4 draft notices of adoption amend rules in Chapter 70, which relates to thoroughbred horse racing, Chapter 71, which relates to harness racing, Chapter 72, related to casino simulcasting, and Chapter 74, relating to off-track and account wagering. Staff recommends that the Commission approve the notices of adoption for publication in the New Jersey Register. Is there a motion to approve the notices of adoption?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Item 8 is the allocation of purse subsidies to the thoroughbred and standardbred racing industries for fiscal year 2025. The state has appropriated $20 million in purse subsidies for fiscal year 2025. This appropriation was made in the appropriations bill for fiscal year 2025. In separate legislation, specifically NJSA 5:5-99.1, the state has expressed a commitment to making the same appropriation in the subsequent 4 fiscal years. NJSA 5:5-99.1 specifies how the subsidy should be allocated in each fiscal year. It specifically requires the $20 million subsidy to be allocated equally between the thoroughbred and standardbred industries. Of the funds allocated to the thoroughbred industry, 100% is meant to go to Monmouth Park for overnight purses. Of the funds allocated to the standardbred industry, 60% is meant to go to Meadowlands for overnight purses, 16% to Freehold Raceway for overnight purses, 12% to the New Jersey Sire Stakes purses, 6% to purse bonuses for New Jersey sired horses, and 6% for Breeders' Awards purses. Using these percentages, the allocation would be $10 million to Monmouth Park, $6 million to New Meadowlands Racetrack, $1.6 million to Freehold Raceway, $1.2 million to the New Jersey Sire Stakes, $600,000 to standard bred purse bonuses for New Jersey sired horses, and $600,000 to standard bred breeders' awards purses. However, circumstances have changed since NJSA 5:5-99.1 was drafted. Freehold Raceway has announced that it would cease racetrack operations at the conclusion of its fall meet on or about December 28, 2024, which means it will be open for only part of fiscal year 2025. Is there a motion to table that portion of the purse subsidy that is allocated to Freehold Raceway and to allocate the remaining portions in accordance with NJSA 5:5-99.1?
I'll move that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Okay. Item 9 is the appointment of a representative of the New Jersey Racing Commission to the New Jersey Horse Racing Injury Compensation Board. The New Jersey Horse Racing Industry Compensation Board is statutorily charged with purchasing workers' compensation insurance for certain designated horse racing industry employees within the thoroughbred and standardbred industries. Pursuant to NJSA 5:5-132, the board is composed of 7 members. One of the members of the board must be a member of the Racing Commission or his or her designee. The commission had elected Chairman Pamela Klein to serve on the board, and Chairman Klein had designated then Executive Director Judy Nason to serve on the board as her designee. The retirements of both Chairman Klein and Executive Director Judy Nason have left a vacancy on the board. Is there a commissioner who is willing to serve on this year's committee? Sorry, on the board. That's 2 errors by me, if anyone's keeping track.
I will.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do I have a motion to appoint Commissioner DiMarzo to the Horse Racing Injury Compensation Board?
I'll move that motion.
I'll move, Arlene.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
Okay. Item 10 is a request by Monmouth Park to cancel thoroughbred racing. On August 22, 2024, John Himes, as in-house counsel for Monmouth Park, submitted a request seeking approval to cancel live racing on Monday, October 14, 2024, during the Monmouth at the Meadowlands meet at New Meadowlands Racetrack due to a home Jets game at MetLife Stadium. Is there a motion to approve the cancellation of live racing on October 14th?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tamaro.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
We couldn't get the Jets to cancel.
Item 11 is the initial decision in Lori Jane Molnar versus New Jersey Racing Commission. On March 4th, 2022, the horse Woodmere Ultimate, trained by Lori Jane Molnar, finished second in the 6th race at Freehold Raceway. A post-race blood sample collected from the horse identified the presence of gabapentin at a level of approximately 0.5 nanograms per milliliter of blood. petitioner declined the testing of a split sample. After conducting a hearing, the Board of Judges found that petitioner violated NJAC 13:71-23.1 and NJAC 13:71-23.6 A, B, C, and D, and was subject to disciplinary action under NJAC 13:71-7.29A13. The judges imposed a 45-day suspension, $1,000 fine, disqualification of the horse, loss of purse, and 2 MMV points. Petitioner appealed, and the matter was transmitted to the Office of Administrative Law. On August 29, 2024, the ALJ issued an initial decision which affirmed the judge's finding of violations and the penalties imposed, with the exception of the suspension period, which the ALJ reduced from 45 days to 30 days. The commission filed exceptions, no reply was filed by petitioner, and the record was closed. At the OAL, petitioner did not contest the positive drug result. She argued instead that the test was caused by environmental contamination. She further argued for a reduction of the penalty based on mitigating factors. The ALJ reduced the suspension period from 45 to 30 days to be more in the middle of the 15 to 60 day range recommended by the ARCI. While the ARCI guidelines are a useful tool, the commission has broad authority to determine the suspension period. In prior cases involving positive tests for gabapentin, the commission has imposed a 45-day suspension. Is there a motion to adopt the ALJ's findings of fact and conclusions, but modify the suspension period from 30 to 45 days?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner DiMarzo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez? Commissioner Perez, did we lose you on the phone?
Yes, I apologize, yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano?
Yes.
Okay. Item 12 is the approval of an order. Freehold Raceway holds permits to conduct live race meetings in 2024. It offers paramutual wagering on those races and through simulcasting arrangements. Freehold also conducts off-track wagering at the Favorites in Toms River and the Favorites at Gloucester Township through licenses held by Freehold Raceway Off-Track LLC, and it participates in account wagering. Freehold Raceway, as I've mentioned earlier, announced that it intends to cease operations at the racetrack upon the conclusion of its current fall meet on or about December 28, 2024. As a result, it will not seek permits to conduct live race meetings in 2025. Freehold Raceway also plans to cease operations at its off-track wagering facilities in Toms River and Gloucester Township, and does not intend to seek renewal of the off-track wagering licenses held by Freehold Raceway Off-Track LLC. Several issues will need to be addressed in connection with the wind down of operations at Freehold Raceway and its off-track wagering facilities. Bettors need to be notified of the closure. Arrangements will need to be made for any outstanding tickets and vouchers to be cashed. Wagering revenue must be distributed as required by law, and any money set aside for purses may require redistribution. The commission also needs to be kept apprised of changes that may occur during the wind down period, including changes that impact personnel, the ability of the racetrack to operate, the planned closure date, or the location of records. The order before you for approval would impose the following conditions. 1. No later than 30 days prior to the cessation of their operations, FR Park Racing LP, and Frot shall post notices at the racetrack and off-track wagering facilities, advising bettors of the location where tickets and vouchers can be cashed. And such notice also shall be posted on the website for Freehold Raceway and on any social media accounts maintained by Freehold Raceway. 2. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall make arrangements allowing bettors to continue to cash tickets and vouchers for the time periods required by law, which are 12 months for tickets pursuant to NJSA 5:5-64 and 3 years for vouchers pursuant to NJSA 5:5-22.2C. 3. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall cause a full and complete audit of all wagering revenue to be completed by a certified public accountant, and such audit shall be submitted to the Commission within 60 days of the cessation of operations in accordance with NJSA 5:5-67. Together with bank statements evidencing the existence and location of revenue and identifying the amount of any remaining purse funds. 4. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall continue to submit revenue reports to the Commission until all revenue is exhausted and shall ensure revenue is distributed as required by law, including NJSA 5:5-64, NJSA 5:5-66, NJSA 5:5-66.1, NJSA 5:5-98, and NJSA 5:5-117. 5. For any funds required by law to be retained for purses, FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall comply with any subsequent order issued by the Commission requiring redistribution of such funds. 6. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall immediately notify the acting executive director of any change in the accounting personnel who is responsible for processing payments to the Commission. 7. In the event the racetrack or an off-track wagering facility is unable to operate due to staffing shortages or for any other reason, FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall immediately notify the acting executive director and, where applicable, seek approval to cancel live race dates. 8. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall immediately notify the acting executive director of any adjustment in the planned closure date for the racetrack or off-track wagering facilities. 9. FR Park Racing LP and Frot shall make arrangements for records to be accessible by Commission staff upon request in accordance with NJSA 5:5-67 and shall immediately notify the acting executive director of any change in the storage location of records. In addition, the order also gives the acting executive director authority to modify the conditions or add new conditions as needed, subject to ratification by the Commission. Is there a motion to approve the order?
I'll move.
Second.
Charlene, second.
Any discussion?
One of the last things that says anything else that may come up that gives you the ability to make changes. If there's anything that comes up that directly relates to the horsemen and it's a viable issue that needs to be addressed, you'll be able to address that with...
To confer with our horsemen?
Right.
I think that would be wise, yes.
Okay, I have nothing further.
Commissioner DiMarzo.
Yes.
Commissioner Perez. Commissioner Perez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tomorrow.
Yes.
Commissioner Vetrano.
Yes.
All right, that concludes the items on Part A of the agenda, which are items requiring formal action. Part B of the agenda contains items for discussion and information. There are documents available on the table, which are a breakdown of wagering on the Haskell Stakes on July 20th, 2024, and a breakdown of wagering on the Hambletonian Day on August 3rd, 2024. At this point, would anyone like to comment or bring new business to the Commission's attention? Hearing none, I would like to thank everyone for attending today's meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, today's meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.